Hello, it's Joseph here. It's Thursday, the 1st of October 2009, and I'm just sitting underneath the railway tracks near Gakugate, Daigaku, on my way to work. Today's the 1st of October 2009, which apparently is the end of Coolbiz. Coolbiz being that the few months during the summer when we don't have to wear ties to work. We can wear open neck shirts and things, but I have forgotten my tie today, so I'm going to get away with it for a little bit longer. So yeah, it's a year since I started my full-time job. My second contract starts today. And I've made a decision that I'll be stopping this full-time job next spring, or next March, basically. And I've told my boss about this, so that's good that I've committed myself to this change. I've been in Japan now for about 13 months. By the time I leave my full-time job, it would have been 18 months, and I think it's time for me to move on to the second stage, having got established and paid back all the debt from the wedding and moving to Japan and things like that. So I'm happy to have made that decision. It's confirmation that I'm not slipping back into a routine of accepting lifestyle that I'm not particularly happy with, but that I don't change for because I have a lack of motivation or something. So that's good. Also, this week it's been a bit of an emotional week. A friend of ours who we haven't met many times, but someone whom we respect and who's a successful business person here in Japan. They were a TV producer as well. They were killed in a car crash a few days ago here in Tokyo, and that was a real shock and a reminder that all of this really is only temporary, and we really have to make the most of each day. And at the end of the day, a lot of things don't matter. You just go for it. Just do what you want, do what you need to do, and, you know, make the most of each day. So that's been, yeah, that was a real shock. Yeah, that sort of thing doesn't happen too often. And one thing I'm going to be changing is I'm not going to be using my iPhone so much. I found my eyesight is getting really bad, basically because I spend virtually all my waking time looking at screens. Because if I'm not at work, I'm not at home working on my computer, then I'm looking at my iPhone walking down the street. My eyesight has got pretty bad, so I need some kind of iPhone application for exercising your eyes. That would work for me. So I'm also going to try and curb my addiction to Facebook and Twitter as well, and not feel the need to constantly update them. I'm enjoying blogging on DannyChu.com, doing these live blogs, live photo blogs, and so you can see my contributions on the front page in the live blogging section. Just click on JT, Joseph Tame, and you'll find my stuff there. And yeah, you know, it's really good because I'm trying to post every day, post a photo story every day. It's encouraging me to go and explore places that I would not normally go to, and so that's been very positive. I do enjoy blogging. And in the meantime, the Penguin campaign slowly continues. I've got two podcasts waiting to be edited, and we're starting to make preparations for the grand finale from the Ritz-Carlton, which will be broadcast at the beginning of November, so 1 month from now. And also, I'm shifting attention towards the Tokyo Metpod, from Metropolis Magazine Metpod, which I'm going to help, get it up to speed with social media and things like that. Okay, well, I'm nearly at the station now, so I shall sign off. So wishing you all a wonderful day wherever you are. And thank you for listening. I shall see you on tamegoeswild.com. All right then. Bye-bye for now.